Hello and welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics in the whole specification, les ambitions, ambitions. Whether you're aiming for a grade 4, a grade 7 or beyond, this episode is going to give you everything you need to talk about your future plans with confidence, accuracy and the kind of flair that examiners absolutely love. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with why this topic matters so much. When examiners design speaking and writing tasks, they are specifically looking for your ability to refer to past, present, and future events. The ambitions topic is a golden opportunity to demonstrate all three tenses in one response. A student who can say what they have done, what they are doing now, and what they will do in the future is already well on their way to the higher grades. Examiners award credit for exactly this kind of tense variety, so let's make sure you can do it fluently. Now, let's explore the core vocabulary you absolutely must know. The most important phrase in this entire topic is je veux devenir, I want to become. This is your foundation phrase. From here, you can build almost any sentence about your future career. Je veux devenir médecin, I want to become a doctor. Je veux devenir architecte, I want to become an architect. Je veux devenir informaticien, I want to become an IT specialist. Notice something important. In French, when you say what someone wants to become, you do not use the article. You don't say je veux devenir un médecin. You simply say, je veux devenir médecin. This is a classic mistake that candidates make, and avoiding it will earn you accuracy marks. Now, let's build on that foundation with more sophisticated phrases. Instead of always using je veux, try varying your language. Je voudrais être, I would like to be. Mon ambition est de, my ambition is to. Mon rêve est de devenir, my dream is to become. Dans l'avenir, j'espère, in the future, I hope. These alternatives show the examiner that you have a wide range of vocabulary, and that is exactly what the mark scheme rewards. Let's talk about professions. Here are the key ones you need to know. Médecin, doctor. Infirmière or infirmier, nurse. And notice that this one changes depending on gender. Professeur, teacher. Avocat or avocate, lawyer. Ingénieur, engineer. Comptable, accountant. Informaticien or informaticienne, IT specialist. Architect, architect. Chef cuisinier, chef. And don't forget actor or actrice, actor or actress. These are the professions that appear most frequently in exam tasks, so make sure you can spell them accurately and use them in sentences. Now, here is where we move from good to great. Examiners don't just want you to state your ambition, they want you to justify it. This is where opinions come in. After stating your career goal, add a reason. C'est bien payé, it is well paid. C'est intéressant, it is interesting. Ça m'intéresse, it interests me. Je suis passionné par, I am passionate about. C'est utile pour la société, it is useful for society. Je veux aider les autres, I want to help others. A response that says, je veux devenir médecin parce que ça m'intéresse et je veux aider les autres, is already showing the examiner that you can give and justify opinions, a key assessment objective. Now, let's tackle the grammar that will take you to the top grades. The three tenses you must use in this topic are the present tense, the passé composé, and the future simple. Let me give you a model structure you can adapt for any exam task. Start with the present. En ce moment, j'étudie le français et les sciences au collège. At the moment, I study French and science at school. Then add the past. L'année dernière, j'ai fait un stage dans un hôpital. Last year, I did a work experience placement in a hospital. Then move to the future. Dans l'avenir, je serai médecin. In the future, I will be a doctor. Et un jour, j'espère travailler à Paris. And one day, I hope to work in Paris. That structure, present, past, future, is your golden formula for this topic. For the future simple tense specifically, remember this rule. Take the infinitive of the verb and add the endings. A, A-S, N, O-N-S, E-Z, O-N-T. So, je serai, I will be. Je travaillerai, I will work.
Your A, I will have. These are the three most useful future tense forms for this topic. Learn them cold.
Now let's move to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. First, not addressing all bullet points in a writing task. If the task asks you to describe your current studies, your past experience, and your future ambitions, you must cover all three. Candidates who miss a bullet point are limiting their marks before they even start. Use the 15 minutes preparation time to annotate the task and plan which bullet point you will address in each paragraph. Second common mistake, over-reliance on simple sentence structures. A response full of sentences like "Je veux être médecin," "C'est bien," "J'aime le travail," will not reach the higher levels. You need to use connectives and complex structures. Try "Bien que ce soit difficile, je voudrais devenir médecin, car je veux aider les autres." Although it is difficult, I would like to become a doctor because I want to help others. That single sentence uses a subjunctive, a conditional, and a reason. Three things examiners love to see. Third, inaccurate gender agreements. Remember that many profession nouns in French change depending on whether the speaker is male or female. An acteur becomes une actrice. An infirmier becomes une infirmière. An informaticien becomes une informaticienne. If you are writing in the first person, make sure your adjectives and nouns agree with your own gender. Examiners award credit for accurate use of gendered language. Fourth, pronunciation in the speaking exam. For the read aloud task, practice the sound symbol correspondences that trip candidates up. The French nasal sounds, like in médecin or ingénieur, need practice. The silent final consonants, like in avocat, are another common stumbling block. Record yourself and listen back. If you can hear your mistakes, you can fix them. Now for our quickfire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and test yourself. Question 1. How do you say "I want to become a lawyer" in French? The answer is "Je veux devenir avocat," or avocate if you are female. Question 2. What are the future tense endings you add to the infinitive? They are a, as, are, ons, es, ont. Question 3. Give me a sentence about your past experience using the passé composé. For example, j'ai fait un stage dans un bureau. I did a work placement in an office. Question 4. How do you say "my dream is to become a teacher"? Mon rêve est de devenir professeur. Question 5. What is the French for "it is well paid"? C'est bien payé. Brilliant! How did you do? Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. 1. Always use all three tenses, present, past, and future, to maximise your marks. 2. Vary your vocabulary beyond "je veux." Use "je voudrais," "mon ambition est de," "j'espère." 3. Always justify your opinions. Don't just say what you want to do, say why. 4. Check your gender agreements on profession nouns. 5. Use complex structures and connectives to reach the higher levels. 6. In the speaking exam, use your preparation time wisely to plan and annotate. And 7. Practice your pronunciation of key vocabulary, especially nasal sounds and silent letters. That's it for today's episode on Les Ambitions. You've covered vocabulary, grammar, exam technique, and common mistakes. You are genuinely well prepared. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark you earn in French is a mark you worked for. Bonne chance, good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.